It's 6 o'clock, time for me to welcome you to our prayer time as we are here together on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. We are a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Proverbs 15, verse 26 is the one we're going to go to today. Proverbs 15, 26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. The thoughts of the wicked. You don't even have to express your thoughts if you're wicked. Even your thoughts are an abomination to Almighty God. But the words of the pure, and who are the pure? The pure in heart are the ones that'll see God. We know that. But who are the pure? It refers to the righteous. Who are the righteous? Those that have placed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the righteous. We are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, according to God's word. The state of a wicked person's heart determines their thoughts. It determines their imaginations, their attitudes, and then ultimately we know that the words that come out of their mouth are determined by their wicked person's heart. So the words that come out, the actions that they perpetrate, comes from the wicked heart. A person can never be any more than what they know and believe. Thus, the person that has developed a wicked soul will have wicked thoughts, wicked imaginations, wicked actions. This can only produce wickedness, wicked ideas, wicked words, wicked actions, wickedness. God emphasizes the fact that He counts the thoughts of the wicked as an abomination. The reason is that the thoughts design and form the ideas, the attitudes, the words, and the actions. And so the wicked don't even have to come up with the actions. They don't even have to come up with the ideas. It's just the thoughts are bad enough. And we know that in Proverbs we have the contrast, and then the contrast we find a pure and righteous person enjoying a state of heart and soul that produces pure thoughts, pure imaginations, pure attitudes, pure words, and pure actions. Since the thoughts and imaginations are pure and right, the words will be pure and right as well. Good words act as a salve, a balm, to the sick or the hurting ear, as encouragement and hope to the discouraged and despairing soul. Good words act as food and strength to the hungry, to those who have a weak spirit. God is pleased and others are helped by the person whose state of being produces pure and right words and actions. May we continually surrender our heart and soul to the working of the Holy Spirit so that He can produce a right and pure state of being for our soul. When the state of the soul is right, everything else will be right as well. When we think of what we've just read there in verse 26, the thoughts, plural, of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words, plural, of the pure are pleasant words, Proverbs 15:26. It should call us to service of the Lord, because we want to have words that are pure and pleasant. I have been in my working career in places where I would rather not have been from time to time, with people that perhaps I would rather have not been with them because of the language that they used. The language was profane, or if not profane, certainly just not pure. And if I have the opportunity to talk to a person one-on-one, I will attempt to lead them away from such use, such bad words, such wicked thoughts, such abominations before God. But the least I can do, if I can't lead them away from such things, is to present to them pure and pleasant words. May the Lord help us to do that today, in whatever situation we find ourselves in, to present those pleasant words, to have the purity of Christ in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder once again of the very fact that we must rely upon you. We cannot do these things on our own. We can't have purity of heart and mind. We can't have purity of life and soul unless we have that purity that comes from above. And so, Father, thank you for that purity as well. Thank you for loving us with a love that is without diminishment. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, this day looms before us, and there are lots of things that we have planned, many things on our agendas, but we want to do primarily what you would have us to do today. And so we just lay aside our calendars and ask you to fill our calendar as you would see fit today, that we might be faithful in your service. And so we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the infilling and indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the guidance and comfort that your Holy Spirit gives us. We thank you for your provision for us. And we ask that that provision would continue today, not only for us personally and for these that we're praying with and for, but also, Lord, that you would make provision for WHCB, because the need is so great. And we ask for that in Jesus' name. We thank you. Amen.